country.
There's an army that comes up here once every year. They come to the Northwoods to go hunting for deer. They come by the railroad, by car or by truck, all hoping and praying to get a big buck. Now it's a sight that's worth seeing, and it's darn hard to beat. It's like a circus parade coming down the main street. They sometimes get lost and sometimes get misled, these gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now you can find them all over, and you don't have to look far, in the stores or cafes or drinking at the bar. Their talk is of hunting before going to bed, these gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now when the season is open, to the timber they go, all hoping and praying for a light fall of snow. For it makes good trekking, and it may bring them luck to go home successful with a very nice buck. But we all can't be lucky, for this we all know. Regardless of the weather, it may rain or may snow. But lucky or not, this is what I've heard said, they'll be back here next season, these guys dressed in red.
There you go, kicking off another edition of the Deer Hunters Roundup and the finale of the Deer Hunters Roundup. How you doing, boys?
Good, good. Happy Sunday, right, Joel.
Mr. I don't know which way to point here with the camera. Confused me. Greg Gunderson, ladies and gentlemen, right there. And over there with the whatever on his head.
Don't think about the camera. Just point at him.
Is Austin. There we go.
He's over there.
Okay, all right. Just don't look at that.
Don't think about
look
that.
Look at
just,
this.
Yeah, just point
Austin,
at us.
Think about the real physical world, Joel.
And what? Well, I'm looking at the. All right. So what is that on your head there?
That is a coyote.
So it is a real live coyote.
And coyote.
Who got that?
My uncle, who has since passed, actually got it years ago.
Oh, really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a ponytail if it's a coyote tail?
It's a nice hand. Maybe. It's a commitment.
It is gorgeous. Yeah, it is, exactly.
And if you tie it right, it's actually a scarf.
That's a lifestyle choice.
It's probably pretty warm, too, outside, I would guess.
Can't think of a warmer hat.
It's rather itchy.
715-744-1006. We will take calls for the first hour. We'll see how it goes. If we don't get many calls on the final night, we'll do the prize drawing before 7, but we will do it no later than 7. How's that sound? How's that for a great commitment?
Sounds reasonable. It's a simple structure in the rule set, and we just got to stick to it. It'll be a great time.
If you're emailing, get them in quick, because if you email them at the last minute before 7, you probably won't get them on the air. You can email wcqm@civicmedia.us.
Check our YouTube comments, too.
And check the YouTube comments. We're streaming at the 98Q YouTube channel and at 101.1. Muskie 101.1 WHSM and 105.5 WIRI, and our flagship station 98.3 WCQM Park Falls. Lines are full already, so let's do it. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hello, this is Merlin from the Nut Hut.
Right away, Merlin. You're right at her right away. How we doing today?
Yeah, pretty good. Back home here, I seen 3 deer.
All right.
They were all baldies, but at least I seen deer.
Were they waiting for you at the door, just kind of taunting you a little bit, or were they?
No, it was a late night until at the end of hunting season, right at closing when I was walking out, then that's when I seen them, so.
All right. So how to put a wrap on the 2024 season, Merlin? What was it like for you?
It was okay, but I wish I would have seen a lot more deer.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much the sentiment for everybody, right? Except for maybe a handful of few. All right.
Yeah.
Weather treated you all right? I mean, it was a little bit cold that latter few days, but not too bad, right?
Yeah, one night I was froze, but other than that, I was pretty good. So.
All right. Very good. Well, Merlin, we always appreciate your contributions to the show.
I thank you guys, and I like your show, and you guys have a good holidays coming up.
You too, Merlin. The Nut Hut, been calling in for many years. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Rob from the Nelson camp.
All right. It's kind of a tradition that we just get the Nut Hut and Rob out of the way right away.
Yeah. It just feels right.
Get the two nuts.
Setting the standard.
Get the two nuts out of the... Oh, wait a minute. I said too much. Sorry, Rob. Sorry, Rob.
Before we get to the rest of the candy bar.
What do we know today there, Rob? What do we know today?
Not too much. I went out and took a walk and sat tonight and didn't see nothing. Still a little cold out, you know.
Yeah, not very windy, though. It was pretty calm, wasn't it?
Yeah, very nice. So.
It was like a snow globe out there where, in Park Falls anyway. That little bit of lake effect snow was just kind of dripping from the sky. Was it doing that where you were?
Yep, just a little bit, very light. There's still really nothing on the ground, but it was coming down real light.
It was one of those rare days where you could actually watch a snowflake from about 30 feet up, and it would take like probably 5 to 10 seconds for it to make it to the ground. It was like a snow globe, wasn't it, Gray?
I'm picturing Shayna just, where is Joel? I haven't seen him in like an hour and a half, and you're just sitting there watching the snowflakes.
Well, our house was known as the tree house when we bought it because we're about 30 feet up. Our living room is because we're kind of on a hill. So
yeah, I know that spot's kind of on a little bit.
So
of
we're
a rise.
Up a ways, so I can see the flakes come and I can actually watch them go down. And yeah, I spent 2.5 hours watching that this afternoon.
Good to know you're very easily entertained.
That's not unreasonable, is it, Rob?
No, not at all. I watched quite a bit of snowflakes coming down my set.
You didn't. There wasn't anything else to look at, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Try to catch them with your tongue, you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah. So put a wrap on the season, Rob. What? How would you summarize the 2024 season out there?
For us ourselves, it's always awesome just to be out in the woods and relax and enjoy your family and friends and do Thanksgiving and everything like that. It's always a good time.
Yep. Yep. Try to enjoy each one. You never know when you won't be able to do it again. So you try to enjoy each one, right?
Yep. I sent you a picture, too, of a guy from my hometown there, Owen Withy, 95 years old, and he still goes out hunting. His birthday today.
Yeah.
Ted Suzuki.
Yeah, I think I saw that. Yeah. It should be on the website if people want to look at that.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, we always appreciate your contributions to the show. There's something special about somebody calling who was in the middle of the Shawamiga National Forest. You're not right now, but you were setting up camp and all that stuff. It really adds something to the show, Rob, so we appreciate you.
Yeah, and I appreciate you guys, Austin and Gray and you and, you know, Sausage was there and the Bug Man always calling up. I always enjoy his little conversations. And
yeah,
you guys do an awesome job, and I'm glad to know that the Coos area and Hayward area are now part of us, and I hope that continue to look the other day.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Rob, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you much.
Thanks, Rob.
You bet. Thank you.
And if you're thumbing through the pictures on the website, Gray, know that there's 140-plus pictures.
They go beyond those little dots you might see at the bottom.
Yeah, you see the dots in the bottom. There are 140-plus pictures that have been sent in and all loaded. Anything that came in before the start of our show today, anything and everything is on there, and everything was eligible with the exception of like the last three for our photo contest winner, which has already been judged and determined, and the winner will be announced coming up at 7 o'clock. And we want to thank some of our sponsors. How about that, Gray? You want to handle that?
I would love to.
I got a list here. Give a quick shout out to some of our sponsors there, if you could.
I'll start with our title sponsors. They made the whole thing possible uniquely. Lena's Northern Pines Resort, Wildwood's Taxidermy Studio, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Northwoods Realty, Bader Sports Center, and Essential Shooting Supplies. We also have, there are kind of three categories of sponsors, you might say, and in that middle category, though with some asterisks here, oh, Toby wants to weigh in. Thank you so much, Dan. Appreciate that. Nemeth Implement, Heritage Meats, and Seed and Feed, with a special shout-out for Nemeth Implement, for donating the gun for the youth drawing that we'll be doing later this evening.
Yeah, we have a special box that we've been putting all of the youth in right here, and we will draw a name. That'll be the first thing we draw out at 7 o'clock or before.
And I'll get to the remaining category of sponsors at a later time.
All right, very good. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Beaver from Camp Roscoe calling in one last time.
Hey, Beaver, what's going on out there at Camp Roscoe?
Well, I called in on Friday, I think it was.
Okay.
That we got an 8-pointer.
Okay.
And that's all we got. I was the only one who got a deer this season.
That was it. How many in your crew there?
We got four hunting.
Four hunting. All right. How would you summarize the season? Was did you see much at all? Or?
Well, one day I seen 10 doe and 3 bucks, and the other day I seen nothing. So.
All right. All right. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So all in all, though, decent season for you. You got one, so decent for you.
I'm happy with it. Saves money.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right.
A lot of money now. Right. More and more money every year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Beaver, thank you for the update. Appreciate you very much.
We'll talk to you next year, Joel. Have a
good
right.
one. I appreciate, Thanks, Beaver. Appreciate the kind words. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hello? Hi, this is Lil Titanium Diva.
Lil Titanium Beaver?
Diva.
Diva.
The myth.
Lil Titanium Diva.
She called in when we were here on Tuesday. I remember you, Diva. I got your back.
All right. What's the report out there, Lil Titanium Diva?
We did not see any deer today, but my boyfriend got an 8-pointer.
All right. Very
Excellent.
Nicely done. We'll take that. Yes, sir. All right. What day did he get
I'd like to give a shout out to the Sandman and Tutu from the Sandcastle.
Okay. You have done
I'm sure you guys have been waiting to hear from me questioning my name.
Well,
it had occurred to me, Joel wasn't here that night. It was actually me hosting in Joel's stead that day. But I remember thinking, wow, I wonder if that gets used outside of deer season, because that's a useful nickname.
It's been funny watching Joel try to figure it out.
Just figure out how to spell it.
He wrote it down and he's just been staring at the paper.
Yeah.
I had a spinal fusion surgery, so I'm made of titanium.
All right.
There
All right. We'll celebrate. How you
I
moving?
I want to thank you guys for a good show.
Okay, thank you very much, Little Titanium Diva. I didn't have to ask.
That's actually awesome. Well, I didn't want to, because you never know. I mean, I wasn't sitting here thinking titanium. That must be an implant. Must be a personal story. But that makes a lot of sense. That's a really cool nickname.
All right, very good. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Stamp Longshot.
Hey, Mr. Janicek. What's the word today out there?
Well, I could have got you some Thanksgiving turkeys.
But it's not turkey season, though.
I know. I can't shoot them.
Where's the deer? Where's all the deer you've been bragging about?
There ain't nothing. I only seen one all season.
The whole season, huh? All right. In the off season, do you see quite a few around your place there?
Yeah, in the summer somewhat, but then as soon as rifle season, everybody dumps corn, then they vanish.
Yeah, they all go to Florida. They all head down.
What's that?
They hanging out down in Miami down there, right?
Yeah, or back of your house where you don't shoot them.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen our deer, although I put out a pumpkin. I smashed a pumpkin from Halloween 2 days ago and got up in the morning, and everything was pretty much gone. So I'm assuming that the deer were in.
Probably. Squirrels do work, but some deer probably came through.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. All right, so you're going to continue any bow hunting or smoke stick or anything like
that? Black powder.
Okay. All right. Well, if you get something, brag to me. I might say something nice about you on the morning show.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe?
That was Austin. That wasn't me.
Okay.
I definitely...
Make sure we get a big prize.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
Thank you for all the good work and everybody that worked it and did what you did.
All right.
Have a good season there, and tell Smear Stick and Jeremy's joint from us.
All right, we'll do. We'll do there, sir. Thank you, Jerome and Tom out there. They've been calling in a lot of years, ever since I've been here. I think from Camp Longshot, and that's why I always give them a hard time, because we know each other very well.
So they give you one too.
Yeah, you're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, Joel, this is the Bugman.
Bugman.
Found him.
Now it's officially a Deer Hunters Roundup.
All right. I'm feeling something special from the Bugman tonight. What do you got there for us, bud?
I don't know what's so special. I went out today. I did not see a single deer until after dark. And then I saw the four does, and it was after shooting hours. So
yeah,
had to make a... turkey and biscuit and deer tag sandwich for dinner.
And deer tag sandwich. I like that. That's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had to eat the tag this year, but You know, I shot a buck with the bow, so I had the venison in the freezer, but,
okay,
you know, was looking for one with the rifle. Oh,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So
Mr. Big is still out there.
Would you label this as a quiet season out in the woods there, Bugman, or how would you label it?
Yeah, I would say quiet. I don't know where the bucks are. That's
some say
weird,
quiet season,
but...
others say utter disappointment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Yep, that's either awesome. One. All right, Bugman.
Well,
man.
Thanks for a good season. You guys do a bang-up job, award-winning, as always.
Yes, we
are. And nice talking to the legend.
All right, thank
you. And we'll talk again at you next year.
Thank you, Bugman. Appreciate you. We're going to have more of the roundup, more of your calls coming up at 715-744-1006. We'll get to some of the emails, too, after the break. WCQM at civicmedia.us.
Cozy up this hunting season at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. with specials like $15 Shrimpalooza, Friday Fish Fry, and Prime Rib Saturdays. Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste.
Bader Sports Center would like to welcome all hunters to Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods for the 2024 gun season. Bader's invites you to stop in for all hunting necessities. They have a great selection of scents and attractants from Purefection, Wildlife Research, and Gone Wild, as well as deer corn and apples. They've also got seasonings and rubs for the home chef from High Mountain and Hunt Chef. Bader's also has a Deer Hunter Widow sale during the gun season. Big savings on Stormy Cromer apparel, as well as ladies' lacrosse and Danner boots, shoes, and sandals. All this and more at Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Best wishes for a successful hunt. Check out the options at Up North Vacation Lodging. We offer homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. Whether you're here for the hunt or you visit year-round, we're glad you're here. Visit upnorthlodging.com.
Want a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake? Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night. And Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything, like we are the Seed and Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13, just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seed, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedandFeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed and Feed located in Fifield?
Break 1-9, it's the Big G rolling on a double nickel on I-13, heading for the Village Pit Stop, the top of the hill in Butternut. Just ease that timber train in for some motion lotion, bars, chains, hydraulic oil, even groceries or cold ones. That's the Village Pit Stop, Butternut, Wisconsin.
Tom Miller Electric is your fully licensed and insured master electrician in the Northwoods. With over 30 years' experience, they're the folks to call for in-home and business wiring, switches, fixtures, and electric repair. They can take care of your hunting shack electrical, too. Lights in the outhouse? Call Tom Miller Electric. Wishing everyone a safe and successful hunting season, Tom Miller Electric. Call 715-762-3250 or 715-661-2257.
Kyle Repair is your trusted heavy equipment repair center, conveniently located on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls. They're also your headquarters for on-site welding and other repairs, whether at their well-equipped shop in town or right at your job site. The name Kyle Repair means prompt, reliable service. They also do aluminum and dock welding. Keep Kyle in mind for winter repairs before summer installations. Reach out to Kyle Repair today at 715-744-4381 or visit them on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
Hunters and hometown folks, gear up with Winter Cooperative on Main Street in Winter, Wisconsin. Hometown proud and here for you. They've got it from groceries to hardware and everything in between. Need a hammer, a loaf of bread, or maybe some warm apparel? They've got you covered with a huge store featuring full hardware ink section. Winter Cooperative is your one-stop shop for all your needs. Stop by today and experience the friendly service that keeps winter going strong.
going to be interesting to see what Big G sounds like after Thanksgiving, after he put a dent into Thanksgiving.
We may have to pull him out of the porch after he falls through.
I don't think Thanksgiving ever puts a dent into Big G. I think Big G, he delivers the blows.
Single-handedly raising the percentages.
That's right. More of the Deer Hunters Roundup. More of your calls at 715-744-1006. You're on the Roundup. Who is this?
I'm Dave, and I didn't get anything rifle season, but I was fortunate to get one bow season, and I had a really good time in the woods with my brother and my dad this year.
All right. What did you get in the bow season?
I got a nice doe.
A nice doe. Okay. What was your name again?
Jace Kucherider.
Jace. Okay. Jace, where do you hunt, Jace?
Minocqua, Wisconsin.
In Minocqua. All right. Even though you didn't get one during the 9-day season, was it still a fun hunt for you?
Yeah,
all right. Well, congratulations on the bull one, and we'll put your name in. You qualify for the youth drawing, Jace, I'm assuming?
Yep.
All right. We'll put you in for the youth drawing coming up in just a little bit, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jace.
Thank you much. Let's do some of the emails. We got a lot of them that have come in, so let's dig into some of those here.
All right. Got one from Cowboy at Camp Stands Alone. Toughed it out one last day and didn't see, quote, a blasted dang thing. End quote. Actually, I'm still going to quote him. Already looking forward to muzzleloader and late archery season. Shout out to the ladies at Camp Menopause for all their help. Shout out to Rocket and Blue Shoes. It shoots a lot. This year is the 40th year anniversary hunting with Rocket. Been filled with lots of good times and great memories. A brother from another mother, and I'm thankful for that. Till next year, over and out. Cowboy at Camp Stands Alone.
All right, and since Cowboy wasn't able to see anything or shoot anything, we just want to remind him what it seems like, what it feels like to do that. Hang on. You go ahead.
No worries.
Messed it up again.
Jump River Hunt Camp, checking in from the Catawba area. No luck today on stand today, but saw a davy of swamp donkeys on the side of the road on our way home from camp. Had to congratulate them on making it through the season. Thank you for a great show. Good luck to any muzzleloader hunters hitting the woods this week. Jump River Hunt Camp, signing off.
All right, take two. Cowboy, since you didn't see anything in the woods and weren't able to pull the trigger, this is for you.
Ready?
There you go.
Aim. Something in
It's always funnier when you mess it up the first time. Yes. All right.
That's the spirit of the roundup.
That's why we have cameras in studio this year. And actually, a message from Camp Menopause, too. Just like that, here we are, final day of the 2024 rifle season. No deer hanging. Didn't see anything this morning. Saw just a few does and fawns this evening. No shooting at our camp all season. Thank you for that. Another cold day and even some snow trying to be persistent enough to stick to the ground. Shout out to Gravy and Small Fry. Thanks for another wonderful show this season. Us ladies really enjoy it. Talk at you next season from Sleepy, Itchy, Witchy, Crabby, and Bloated.
All right. This is your last call, everybody, to get your, if you want to get in and chat with us live on the air, 715-744-1006. The line is open. We'll do some emails while we're waiting.
An update from the Heileman Hills Frisbee Golf and Trap Range. Final report. The season closes with an empty meat pole here at the scenic Heileman Hills Frisbee Golf and Trap Range. Tomorrow at the first light, we'll dust off our muzzle loaders, get right back into it. Did a few last-ditch effort drives today, same results as the rest of the season, with the occasional swamp donkey and nothing else of the deer variety. Though did see an owl, ermine, rabbit, and bobcat tracks throughout the season. Couple shout-outs. Hello, sir, at the Hawkins Gas Station for excellent customer service, the Northern Kennan Dynamite and Mining Supply Company, and, of course, Zekin's Store. Thank you also, Joel and crew, for another great year. From bus driver, the huge Ruger M77, the one Oak Ridge boy, random hero, the whistleblower, the ambush, and with support from Farmer and Shane.
There was a lot going on there.
Every time I saw that Heileman Hills heading. Some chowder header doesn't want to keep it. Every time I saw the Heileman Hills heading, I thought, oh boy, here we go.
Deep breath time.
Sean from the Kickapoo Teepee in the Clam Lake area. We've seen our first deer this morning. Two does. That was all. Thank you for another great gun deer season. The program just keeps getting better every year.
All right, let's take a call here. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is a Digger calling in for the Mill Creek crew.
The Mill Creek crew. Whereabouts are you guys?
Well, we were hunting down in the Kennan area.
Okay. All right. How'd the season go for you guys out there, Digger?
Well, we had 12 guys and no deer.
No deer. Wow. Did you leave the cabin at any point? Just checking.
Yeah, we were out there, but we found out we forgot the first rule of deer hunting is be able to shoot.
be able to shoot. Oh, so there were shots fired, you're saying, right?
They were trying, but none of the boys could hit the broad side of a barn.
Were you at that? Maybe you should go to that dynamite stand. Where was that dynamite stand we just heard about a little bit ago? Maybe you should start launching some.
I'm curious. Yeah. He says none of the boys, but, you know, I want to know, does none of the boys include you there, Digger? Are you were you missing shots?
No, I was driving the whole time.
Yeah.
You've got an alibi.
I didn't even try to post.
All right. Well, I think maybe there should be, much like the Bears, maybe there should be a change of management. Maybe shuffle stuff up a little bit. They need a different offensive coordinator, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see what happens next year. Maybe we'll hit the range a little bit this summer. Yeah.
Sounds like you got a good crew out there, though, Digger.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for the update from the Mill Creek crew. Appreciate you calling.
Yeah. See ya.
Deer Hunters Roundup on WCQM Park Falls, WIRI Nakusa, 101.1, Muskie 101.1 in Hayward, and on the 98Q Country YouTube page, over 2,100 views already of the shows we did this past week. You can relive it all year. You can pretend it's a 9-day gun deer season. You can go on YouTube and watch those silly guys in studio do their thing.
You can cry as you remember how you got nothing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Joel, good evening. Ben calling in from Camp Wilson down in Sheboygan County.
Hey, Ben, what's the final report going to provide for us down there?
And not much good. Saw one forker today in the woods, and that was it.
That was it. All right. How would you recap the 2024 season, Ben?
Good in some spots, not so good in others, and everybody can come to their own conclusions about wolves and whatnot, but I'd say it's so-so overall.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, decent. We had good visibility. We got a little snow cover. We did up here anyway. And it wasn't crazy cold. I mean, it was cold, but, generally the weather cooperated, right?
Hunting season in Wisconsin. Yep.
Yeah,
that's
you got
to ask for.
Got to be ready for it. Ben, we always appreciate your update from Sheboygan County area. Always nice to know what's going on over there.
Yeah, appreciate it. Hey, can I throw a joke at you real quick, a clean one?
Yeah, you betcha.
Why is loud ammunition better to use for hunting?
Why is loud ammunition better to use for hunting? Okay, I have no idea.
I don't know.
You get more bang for your buck.
There you go. All right. Good one, Ben. Thank you so much for your contributions. Appreciate you.
Thank you guys for a great season. Appreciate it.
All right, Ben down there, Sheboygan County. You're in the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, Joel, it's Jimbo, Camp Gallen-Louis.
Camp Gallen-Louis, all right, Jimbo. Good to hear from you, sir. Give us a good recap.
We did not hunt today, so we got up and cleaned the shack and packed everything up and headed back home.
All right. What's your assessment of the season?
Very disappointing. But, I mean, the camaraderie was great. You can never go wrong there, but yeah, in the woods, it was tough.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like there's pockets of deer for whatever reason, if, other creatures are pushing them to certain areas or what's going on there, but it sounds like there's certain pockets where people like hit the jackpot.
Right. I mean, you get, you know, them bucks on camera all the way up till deer season, and then it's like a trigger. They know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, it was slow, but it was still fun.
All right. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to update us throughout the season, Jimbo.
You bet. And you guys are doing great, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next year.
All right, you betcha. Jim Camp Gallen-Louis. Just once, I'd like to have somebody call in and say, you know what, the hunting out there was really, really good, and boy, I got three deer, whatever. But the guys I hang out with, boy, they're just really idiots. I'd like to have it be flipped, you know. Usually they say, well, I didn't get any deer, but the camaraderie, just somebody just flip it the other way.
You want the gossip edition. You want the deer camp gossip edition of Deer Hunter's Roundup.
I want the TMZ. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was just thinking was TMZ or like the People magazine version.
Yeah, let's get a few more emails here that are coming in here. Gray, go ahead.
From bow to gun, we have sat and sat and sat. Got a doe and small buck early in the bow season. Only saw deer on the road during gun season. Let's see. Absolutely get a kick out of your show. Best way to leave the woods is listening to the roundup. Next year, we'll have about two more hunting with us. Maybe I'll have the kids call when they get their bucks next year. That's from Mitchell in Cornell. Thank you, sir. Let's see here.
Cornell, all right.
camp Shoot the Moon. Finally saw first deer, three of them driving home from deer camp. Only 356 days until next opening day. Happy Hinder, Gladdy.
All right. One more.
Shout out to my little buddy Bear Hug from Cowboy at Camp Stands Alone.
All right. 3 seconds left. We need pillow. So it's impossible. The Eagles are going to win in Baltimore. This isn't good. I'm all stressed out after watching my team play today. I'm really just irritated and stressed out.
He's a Vikings fan. Opinion invalidated.
But I did have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I did have my fourth Thanksgiving meal today. There may be one more still left from all the leftovers. So that's always a good thing.
That's wow. I mean, it's not quite a week, but you're stretching plenty. It's efficient. Yeah. It's a high-efficiency meal.
We had a little smaller turkey this year. It was only a 12-pounder. I call it the stolen turkey, and I'll tell you why in just a little bit. I tell my wife, I said, are we eating the stolen turkey? And she said, I didn't steal that. She said, yes, you did. I'll tell you why in just a moment here. You're on the roundup. Who says?
This is Rocket from Cam Shoots a Lot.
Hey, Rocket. How are you doing out there?
We're doing really good. We closed up camp last night and had it home, but Cowboy stuck her out today and didn't see nothing at all.
All right. All right. So how did the season go? What's the recap from your camp there?
We had a really good season. No deer hanging, but we enjoyed all of the camaraderie, very good company. Getting the deer is a bonus.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, we appreciate your guys' contribution to the show, as always there, and hopefully you'll win some fabulous and glamorous prizes coming up here in a little bit there, Rocket.
Thank you. We sure do appreciate you guys for what you all do.
All right. As in you guys, they mean the guy with the animal on his head over there, Austin. That's Austin over there, and that's Gray. And I'm Joel. Getting a little warm yet there, Austin?
No, I'm feeling pretty good.
You're either crying or sweating. I'm not sure which one.
He's going to answer from pride. I think he'll be tipping over before he tells you he's uncomfortable.
It does look good, though, I tell you that much. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Guns.
Big Guns. How are we doing, Big Guns?
We're doing okay.
Okay. Give us a good report out there. What do you got?
Well, the first thing I have to do is redeem myself with my grandchildren, okay?
Okay, all right. It's first thing, all right.
Yes, so we talked about boots.
Okay.
But my 5-year-old grandson got his camp name this year.
Okay.
He's Spike.
Spike, okay.
And we didn't talk about him, so he was feeling a little left out. So we want to give a shout-out to Spike for hanging in there tough.
All right. Big shout out to Spike. All right, Spike. There you go. All right.
Excellent. And top-notch nickname, too.
Yes. Yes. I
awesome.
Like it.
And it's partly due to his hairdo, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Everybody goes through that phase. I love he'll have that name for life. I hope he has the haircut for that long.
He's got a mullet to go with it. He'll carry it off well.
Remember Chachi from the show Happy Days? Chachi Arcola? His nephew's name was Spike. Yeah, I like that. Spike. He was fun. Yeah, he was a sassy little kid.
Happy days. Now I've got to go down the rabbit hole on the rewatch there.
Anything good happen in the woods out there for the crew of Big Guns?
You know what? They saw some more does today.
Okay.
But they saw 4 does, but there was about 40 turkeys that made a lot of noise and scared them out before we could even get a close look at them.
It sounds like we need to get more serious about this turkey hunting because it sounds like there's a lot of turkeys out there.
They have been plentiful. I think they knew Thanksgiving was over and the deer knew that deer season had started.
Yeah,
so.
I think so. Somebody slipped them the note. All right. Well, Big Guns, you've been calling and updating us throughout the years, so we appreciate your contribution to the show.
We appreciate everything you guys do, and it wouldn't be deer season without listening to the roundup, so appreciate you all.
All right, thank you. More emails, a couple more. Gray, what do you got over there for us?
Josh from Pine Creek R&R Camp, nothing on the pole this year. Saw does and fawns, but no bucks. Still a great deer season.
All right.
Let's see. Thanks so much for always putting on such a good show. Appreciate you and all the effort put into each year, which is always better and better. To Daughter No Good in Law from Camp Shoot the Moon in Triple I.
Daughter No Good in Law. That always makes everybody giggle a little bit.
That's a good one.
I like that.
Daughter No Good in Law of mine from Illinois. thanks to you and your crew for making our deer season much more enjoyable. Hope everyone has a great, safe new year. Thank you, Camp Wishing for DeBuck from Gramps and Koa.
So it's a stolen turkey because last year we got a big turkey. I think it was a butterball, like a 23-pound turkey. And my wife was digging around inside. She could not find the giblets. She could not find the bag. There's just a little bag when you buy in the store. And she's like, I don't think there's any giblets. So I took my hand and I went in there. And for about a minute, I'm like digging around. I'm just like, I have no idea. There's no giblets in here. I have no idea what's going on. So my wife prepared the turkey and put it in the oven and went online and went to the Butterball hotline or whatever and said, you know, you have really good turkey, whatever, yada, yada. But the giblets, there wasn't any giblets in our turkey, which was legitimate at the time. Pulled the turkey out of the oven, and I started carving it up. And once you know that, like deep up into one of the cavities, like up in the leg, there was the bag of giblets, the gizzard and the heart. And so I told my wife, I said, are you going to go online and, you know, kind of rescind, you know, what you said? And she tried but couldn't do it. So like a week later, we got a coupon, good for a free 12-pound turkey from Butterball Turkey. The scam that I told my wife, I said, you pulled it off. I said, the stolen turkey. And that turkey has been in our freezer for the last year.
You know, I'll tell you what, I'm currently on Team Shayna regarding the theft, because I won't consider it stolen for my purposes until that coupon is redeemed. Until the second bird arrives at the doorstep.
That's what we had this year. No, we had, yeah.
So the coupon was redeemed.
Oh, the coupon was redeemed.
Gotcha. Okay.
And we just never got around to cooking a turkey in the off season. So that's the turkey that we had this year.
I don't consider that stolen at all. Especially not with meat prices.
And I'll tell you that a turkey that's been in the freezer for about 10, 11 months, doesn't matter. It tasted as fresh as we just bought it. I mean, it was fine. It was good.
So there was no problem eating year-old jailbird?
That's right. Hang on.
Come on, give me one. There you go. Yeah, there it was.
All right.
I was hearing that noise as I thought of the joke.
You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Binky from Mill Creek Crew.
The Mill Creek Crew checking in again. All right, Binky, what's happening?
I just wanted to make sure you guys got the story straight. We didn't really miss a whole lot. It was mostly just Digger.
It was mostly just Digger.
I was wondering. All right. That sounded like a story about other people who definitely aren't me kind of thing.
Yeah, he's going to starve this winter, that's for sure.
I hope you could tell that I was suspicious and I wasn't necessarily on your side, but I knew that the story needed to be told in full.
I figured, so I could just hear it in your voice, so I wanted to make sure.
It was my sense of journalistic duty.
Yeah. So I got Binky, Mill Creek Crew, parentheses, Digger is a liar. That's what I got. Is that right? I got that right?
Yep, pretty much.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure. All right. All right. Anything else you want to say for yourself there, Binky?
Oh, gee, I don't know. It was a hell of a season. We were shooting all kinds of stuff.
Sometimes those shots even landed.
Now, Binky did say we.
Yes.
So there's an inclusion word in there, Binky.
Makes it much more believable. Yes. Yeah, I don't question it now.
Oh, my shots landed, though. I knew what I was aiming at.
Yeah. Did you land at your target, or?
You just weren't aiming at the right thing. Yeah.
It's a lot easier when you got a spotlight. I mean.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Binky, we appreciate you clarifying.
Yeah, we weren't just hunting in the apprentice area, though. We were all over.
You were all over the place, huh? All right.
Oh, yeah.
So authorities from three different counties are looking for you.
I was thinking all the apprentice cops. Do we know a Binky? Who knows a Binky?
What do you mean, all two of them, Gray?
Oh, yeah. I got all kinds of names. They don't know me anymore.
All right.
An enigma wrapped in a mystery.
Binky, thank you for the call. We appreciate you calling again, Binky. All right.
All right. I'll talk to you guys next year, I suppose.
You betcha, the Mill Creek Crew. More of the Roundup on WHSM, WIRI, and WCQM on the way. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery Service handles any kind of vehicle repair work, heavy-duty machinery repair, and, of course, towing 24/7. And they'll even get you back in your vehicle if you're locked out. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery will beat any competitor by 50%, serving the surrounding area and all of Price County. Call Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery at 715-820-2124. 820-2124.
Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a veteran-owned business, invites you to explore a trusted source for all your firearm needs. With extensive knowledge and a friendly staff, they offer new and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and expert gunsmithing services. Conveniently located just half a mile east of Highway 13 and Highway 182, Essential Shooting Supplies is your go-to destination. Visit them in person or online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com to experience their commitment to quality and service firsthand.
Looking for your Northwoods home or that perfect piece of hunting land? Meet Jason Bredeman of The Land Guys. Jason is a lifelong outdoorsman with deep roots in Wisconsin. He specializes in rural residential property as well as hunting and recreational land, and he knows the Northwoods like the back of his hand. Whether you're buying or selling, Jason will get you the best deal. And as a licensed drone pilot, he'll showcase your property from breathtaking new heights. Call Jason Bredeman of The Land Guys, 715-613-0484, or email jason at landguys.com. Your perfect property awaits.
Need dependable auto services? Morg Auto and Rec Center in Phillips offers full-service touring, expert body shop repairs, and trade technicians ready to handle any job. They also have quality pre-owned vehicles. Insurance work is welcome. Serving Phillips for years, Morg is your go-to automotive center.
Northwoods Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of light snow tonight. We'll see a low around 13 degrees. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. For your Monday, a chance of snow tapering to flurries in the afternoon. Highs near 27. Tuesday, slight chance of snow and a high near 23 degrees. It's 14 at our studios.
Visit the Big Dipper Bar, a historic log cabin dining experience just 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, accessible year-round by road, ATV, or snowmobile. The Big Dipper Bar is open Thursday to Sunday with music every weekend. Enjoy Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays and try the Colossal BLT or the best pizza around every day. It's a ripper at the Dipper this deer season. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Shady Knoll Road and find them on Facebook for frequent updates.
Fuel your savings with Bush Hog and Nemoth Implement. Check out these deals on their 100 series single spindles. The single spindle 200, 300, 400, and 500 series as well. See selected flex wings, hay tools, and tillers. See the whole line of Bush Hog where quality meets affordability. If it doesn't say Bush Hog, it just won't cut it. See them at NemothImp.com, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, NemothImp.com, or go to their showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Gear up for ice fishing at Ross's Sport Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips. From simple jig heads to top-of-the-line tip-ups and from licenses to professional guide services, Ross's has everything you need for the perfect fishing season and they know how to use it. Ross's has been your family-owned hometown professional fishing headquarters for over 20 years. Don't forget Ross's for your wreaths and Christmas trees, too. Call them at 715-339-3625 and find Ross's Sport Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
On a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake. Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night. And Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime ribs Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
All right, more of the Deer Hunters Roundup, Joel and Gray and Austin, and we've got Rachel and Jane helping out in the front, monitoring our emails and security at the front door. Prize is coming up after 7 o'clock, so stay tuned. We will give everything away. The photo contest has been judged. The venison that Al Stewart brought in last night has been judged by Gray.
It's been deemed delicious.
And deemed delicious. A, top A grade, A plus, right?
That spice blend, I think it might be a touch of cumin or something. There's something in there that is delicious.
Yeah, so thank you, Al at Camp Toothless Beaver, for thinking of us and bringing that in. For those of you on the YouTube feed, Christmas season has begun, baby! Got my Santa shirt on. All right. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Bailey calling in from Camp Beaver Lake.
Hey, Bailey, what's happening with you at Camp Beaver Lake?
Oh, not a whole lot. Today I only saw six does, so
only.
My dad started nicknaming me the Buckless Youper Reuben from Escanaba in the Moonlight.
That's hilarious.
I
like
didn't get a buck all season.
Oh, no. And you're a pretty hardcore hunter, Bailey, aren't you?
Yeah, I usually do bear hunting, deer hunting,
Yeah. You're usually out and about moving around in the woods in the off season and stuff. So for you to not get a buck and see one, that's pretty rare, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I didn't get one last year, but this year I'm going to try hunting muzzleloader season, see if I get any luck there.
Okay. All right. How many people hunt with you out there at Camp Beaver Lake?
So there's my dad, my mom, my little sister is hopefully going to start next year.
Okay.
And then we got my older sister, Brooke, and her boyfriend, G-Dog.
G-Dog. All right. Very good.
He shot a buck with the bow tonight, so hopefully he found it.
Okay.
So shout out to him.
All right. All right, Bailey. Very good. And all in all, the 2024 season, how was it for you?
I'd say it could have been better, but it wasn't horrible.
Yeah, at least you saw some deer moving around out there, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Better than not seeing anything at all.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bailey. Thank you for the update. We always appreciate you contributing to the show.
Oh, of course.
And the photos, too. Bailey's nice enough to send us some photos on our 98qcountry.com Deer Hunters Roundup page. Over 140 photos. All the audio from our shows is archived there, and all the prize winners from tonight also will be listed on there, including our text to win prize winners, because I think the last four, we've texted them that they won, but I don't know who they are yet. So they did confirm they are there, they exist. And so we do have all the winners verified for the Hunters Roundup. Once we get their names, we'll put those on the page also. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Joel, how are you doing? This is Boomer at Camp Hunts Alone.
Hey, Boomer, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a while since I called in. I couldn't get through this week.
Yeah. You've called in years past, I believe, right?
Yes, sir. And I'll tell you what, you guys got the best show on earth.
Well, that's a lot of pressure, but we'll take it, I guess.
I appreciate
it. Yeah, I appreciate you, Boomer.
Sounds like you need to see more of the earth.
You may have to venture a little bit there, Boomer. So what was the season like for you, Boomer?
We had snow up here. I'm in the bowels of Iron County.
Oh, okay. How much did you get there?
For snow? So far about 4.
Yeah, I saw some areas like, was it Munising, whatever they call that town up there, like 24 inches up there. Man.
Up in the UP, they're getting hammered.
Yeah, they're getting a lot. But you got enough to make visibility real nice, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yep, and all I really saw was a few little babies and tracks. But yeah, we did find some excellent coffee beans out there.
Oh, really? That's nice. Deer poop coffee. Good to the last dropping. Good to the last dropping. Yes.
Not my style of espresso. Exactly.
How was a deer poop coffee taste like after it's properly strained and creamered up?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll call you on the morning show tomorrow, I'll let you know.
All right. You'll call me probably from the bathroom, right? Yeah.
Anyhow, I think you guys got the greatest show, and my buddy, you know, I call him Spook because he's an old Vietnam vet.
Mm-hmm.
He gets lost, and I says, well, it's snow. Just turn around and follow your tracks back.
Yeah, no problem.
And he told me when he was in the service, he was in intelligence.
Okay.
And I said, well, I'm thinking that you're putting on a really good fake... there's no intelligence.
He was the anti-intelligence.
You're doubting that part of his job, huh? All right.
Yeah, but the great thing for my buddy was he did get to go on the honor flight last year, and I'm nice. So happy for him.
That's nice. That's a very, very great thing the guys, people do to put that on. It's excellent.
But you guys keep up the great show. I've been listening for years and years, and I couldn't get through this week.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. We had lots of calls. So, Boomer, thank you for finally getting in. We appreciate you very much.
All right, thank you.
Camp Hunts Alone. A few more emails here the text messages, too, that are coming in through the Civic Media app.
We'll go a little scattershot. I've got a text. Buick Louie from Camp Tall Tales signing out for the 2024 season. No deer this year. Looking forward to next year. Keep up the good work.
Buick Louie?
Well, it might be Buick Lewis. Every time I see Lewis.
I thought he was Buck Louie.
Buck Louis?
Well,
Buck Louis?
It came in as Buick, so okay. Autocorrect is a heck of a drug.
Went from an animal to a car.
Yeah, what the
hell's going on out here?
Now, this one a little less ambiguous. Blake from Camp Snake in the Bush, no deer tonight, missed one on Friday, can't wait till next year. Fresh one just came in, like, just now. Ben from Camp Wilson in Sheboygan County, thanks again for a great show this year.
Yeah.
And I've got a couple emails here. Hello, WCQM folks and fellow hunters. Dino from Camp Gunsmoke checking in from just west of Fifield. First thing today is to thank WCQM for putting on the roundup. We really enjoy the show year after year. Joel and your crew, you do a great job. Thank you to the sponsors for the generous prize donations. Closed up camp this morning, so no deer report for today. Looking forward to next year. Camp Gunsmoke signing off for the season. Until next year, rock on. Peace out. Dino.
Dino. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Short Stuff.
Hey, Short Stuff, what the heck's going on out there from Camp Red Solo Cup?
Oh, calling you from the home base down here in Milwaukee. We had to make the trek home today.
Okay, all right. The roads were all right, I hope?
Oh, the roads were just gorgeous.
Oh, good, good. So what's your analysis of the 2024 season?
Well, we've seen two the night before last. My son got a doe with the bull a few weeks ago, so we do have venison.
All right. A little bit there. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. All right.
And I really enjoyed the show this year.
All right. Well, we appreciate you updating us and what's going on. Are you spending the holidays down there in the Milwaukee area, or are you going to come back up and see us at all?
Actually, I have a home in Loretta up there.
Okay. All right.
But the home base is down here in Milwaukee.
The home base, all right. Over in the Milwaukee, and then you live in the Twin Cities. You're just a big city gal is what you're saying there, right?
Actually, I have my grandparents' house up north.
All right, in the Twin Cities, you bet. All right. Short Stuff, always good to hear from you. You've been calling in for many, many years. I think the first year, many, many years ago, we had a contest of the best camp names, and Red Solo Cup won a fabulous and glamorous prize that I'm sure you're still lavishing yourself in there. Short Stuff,
oh,
right?
Of course. Definitely.
Whatever that
Never
prize
forget
was.
Forget that.
Whatever that prize was, yeah. All right. Short Stuff, thank you so much.
All right.
Take care. Take care down in Milwaukee. You're on the roundup. Who is this?
Porcupine Ranch.
Porcupine Ranch. Whereabouts do you guys hang out?
Over by Minocqua.
All right. Give us some good news.
We kicked up 7 deer today on the drive, right at the end, all at once.
Okay. Well, that's step one. Then what happened after that? What happened after that?
The firing pin froze.
The firing pin froze. Well, that's not good. So is the firing pin the occupier of the gun, or is the firing pin the actual gun itself? I don't know. So you didn't get up, you're saying, right?
Yep.
All right. But a good day to be walking around in the woods. It wasn't too cold out there for you, was it?
Not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. How many hunting with you there at Porcupine Ranch?
There was 2 of us.
2 of you. Okay. All right. Very good. And the season was okay for you? You did all right?
Yeah, we ended up bow season, we got a doe, and then rifle season, we got 2 bucks.
All right. Little venison chops in the crock pot. You bet. All right. Thank you for the update from Minocqua. Appreciate you very much.
Yep, thank you.
We do prizes at the top of the hour, by the way, at 6:52, so we're just a little bit away from that. Any more emails here,
yeah,
Graham?
That and a couple YouTube comments. No Nuts from Camp Send It checking in. True Hunter counts their achievements and the memories made, not the trophies collected. This is a quote that I believe a lot of us can appreciate with another season coming to an end. Hope everyone has a happy and safe holiday season. Thank you, Joel and crew. Again, this is a great hunting tradition. Until next year, over and out.
Get us all emotional saying stuff like that.
Well, I think it's especially great up against quotes
they can
from
see you faking Joel. We're on camera.
You've got to compare and contrast it to quotes from people who got deer, which I believe the popular sentiment was "Nana na boo boo, we got the food."
That's right. Okay.
YouTube comments. Listening last night, a roundup from Kansas City. Cool breeze. Hope all got home safe. See you next year. Beaver checked in on the YouTube comments. Thanks for that, Beaver, right around the time he called too. And Jen Tate, Choo Choo here from Camp Sandcastle. Thank you for an awesome show again this year. Already look forward to next year.
This will be our last call. We'll take a break, and then it's prize time. Who is this? You're on the roundup.
Good evening, guys. This is Al from Toothless Beaver.
How well, this is very appropriate,
Perfect.
Al. At the final call, we bookend it with the gentleman who brings us food. I mean, that's this is what we do, right? That's what we do.
Every year we try.
Totally not biased.
Camp Toothless Beaver. Al, what's happening?
Well, you know how that song goes, Love Stinks?
Love, yep.
I was in the shower, and Tina told me that I missed it. Gray was talking about that sausage.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little accident today when I was trying to get some pictures.
Okay. All right.
I had some dough juice that I was trying to put out so I can get them in close enough for a nice shot.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all over both of my hands all day long.
Oh, you smell all purdy today, don't you? Look at you. Look at you, Al, smelling purdy today. Yeah.
You won't. So we're trying to get that off.
You won't be able to go to church for a month.
Well, at least a month of Sundays.
And a month of Sundays, yeah. All right.
But I did find some that finally got it off.
And what was that?
Fisherman soap. It smells like anise.
Okay. So now,
yeah, finally did a good job.
I believe that. Is it the light blue kind of clear soap I think I've used before? It's pretty
exactly
good stuff.
Wait, whoa. So we went from deer pee to, he said it came off, and then you indicated that the next scent of the month is what?
He went from urine to anise, Joel.
It's a spice, Joel.
All right, enough.
Not that end.
Okay. All right, I got you. All right. Woo! I didn't.
If you're going to set it up like that, Joel, I'm going to spike it.
I'm just very, yeah.
I got you four basic food groups: beans, bacon, whiskey, and lard.
Yeah, all those would have worked probably too well. All those. All
right. I don't know about lard.
So how did the season go for you, Al? Put a wrap on it for us.
I did actually see a few deer, but it was too far out for the camera.
All right.
I was trying. I don't have a good telephoto lens, digital camera. 20 yards is about maximum.
Sure. So you done hunting? Are you smoke sticking or bow hunting or anything like that?
I haven't hunted this year, and I probably won't until next season.
Okay. All right. Well, you keep cooking up the good grub and bringing it down to the roundup. We'll keep saying good things about you. Does that sound like a good deal?
That Benny sausage, man. Woo.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Old Buck knows how to make his sausage.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Al always.
And did Greg get a chance to try those Cheerios?
Yes, yes. The popcorn setup. You had me thinking something completely different, and you. I was thinking Bugles. That is a snack food to be reckoned with right there.
You sit there and chow down on it and chow down, and you can't stop.
Well, it's a good thing I have to share. Otherwise, I wouldn't share.
Well, thanks for another good show, and I hope everybody has a. It's time for it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. And on the YouTube channel, I got Santa Claus, baby. There we go. Let's get some spots in from some of our great sponsors, and it's prize time coming up next.
Deer Hunters, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland.
Out in the wild, flavor doesn't come easy unless you got Bigfoot barbecue sauce. Crafted by Mark Johnson from his legendary recipe, this sauce is your hunting trip's secret weapon. Whether you like it mild or with a spicy kick, it's the perfect marinade or dip. Find it locally at FIFO Grocery and Smokehouse, Butternut Feed Store, Kayla's Kitchen in Park Falls, Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Homespun in Phillips. Bigfoot barbecue sauce, legendary flavor for every hunter. Bigfoot barbecue sauce, taste the legend!
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
The hunt for the perfect gift starts at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Join us for Shop Local, a passport shopping event running November 29th through December 19th. Get your passport card stamped at participating businesses for your chance to win our grand prize basket valued over $200. Visit parkfalls.com or our Facebook page for full details. Remember, your dollars have a big impact when you shop local this holiday season.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, listen up! J&A Services Marine and Power Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin has it all! Visit our massive showroom on Highway 182, stocked with fly and climb snowmobile gear, helmets, goggles, and everything for your marine and snowmobile adventures. Check out hunting blinds, ice augers, dirt bikes, youth ATVs, and pre-owned sleds. Owner Bernie brings expert service and all equipment. Call 414-902-0449 today. J&A Services, your outdoor gear headquarters. Hunters, your Northwoods adventure starts at Oxbow Resort in Oxbow, Wisconsin. Just off Highway 70 west on Oxbow Drive, it's the perfect stop after a day in the woods. Known for its legendary Oxbow burger and iconic wood tick races, this hidden gem welcomes hunters and outdoor enthusiasts every day except Tuesday and Wednesday. Located right on the Snowmobile Trail, they're open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday with extended hours until 10 p.m. during hunting week. Refuel, relax, and make Oxbow Resort your hunting headquarters for this season.
It's finally here, the 9 biggest days of November. Stop at Bader's Sports Center for all of your hunting needs to make this season a success. From last-minute extras to clothes, boots, and even guns, ammo, and your DNR license, Bader's has what you need. Even things you didn't know you needed, like snack sticks, jerky, or homemade candy, all produced locally in the